I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update, sponsored by Tax Network USA, America's number one choice for tax resolution. Please go to tnusa.com/bill or call 800-245-6000. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Officers killed. Columbia denied. Bill drafted, and typo for the win. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, one U.S. Marshal and two local law enforcement officers were shot and killed while serving a warrant at a home in Charlottesville, North Carolina yesterday. They were working with a fugitive task force. Another task force member and four other officers with the Charlottesville Mecklenburg Police Department were also shot. Eight officers in total. One of those is in critical condition. The suspect is dead. This fugitive task force was serving a warrant on a suspect in possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. These are men just trying to keep our community safe. Students at Columbia were given an ultimatum until 2 o'clock yesterday to clear out or else. The student group Columbia University Apartheid Divest said, quote, "We will not move until Columbia meets our demand or we are moved by force. We have informed the university that we are prepared to escalate our direct actions if they do not adopt basic standards of conduct for negotiations." One student said, "Columbia will burn." The Buffalo Bills drafted someone who no one's ever heard of. The 221st overall pick, first pick of the seventh round, the Bills selected Travis Clayton, a former rugby player from England. Clayton is 6'7", 303 pounds. He runs a 4.79 40-yard dash. He's never played football. 221st pick in the NFL, has never played football in his entire life. In Mexico, a man was browsing the internet, and he came across the Cartier website that had some diamond and gold earrings, originally for $13,000, listed for instead $13,000. So he bought them. Initially, Cartier canceled the order and offered the man a bottle of champagne and a leather accessory to apologize for the inconvenience. But the man said, "I don't think so." And he raised it with the Mexican Federal Consumer Protection Agency, and Cartier caved. One Mexican senator said, "Kids, what the buyer of the Cartier earrings did is not correct. It's wrong to be opportunistic and take advantage of a mistake at the expense of someone else and abuse the law, even if it's in your favor, and outwit a business. It is more important to be honorable than to have a pair of Cartier earrings." I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, last Saturday's White House Correspondents' Dinner was standard fare. Thousands of Washington, D.C. establishment folks feeling very good about themselves. Joe and Kamala front and center, most of the jokes on Trump. By this point in history, everyone knows that the district is much like Hollywood. If you want to work there, you must have liberal sensibilities. Now, I attended a number of these soirees back when Fox News dominated the daily discussion. Mostly enjoyed myself. In fact, I invited Donald Trump long before he entered politics. We had a few laughs. The after party at the French Embassy is always the big invitation. One year, I had nice chats with Katy Perry, Elizabeth Banks, and Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder. Learned a lot. Everyone was civil. Today, that doesn't happen. Fox had a very small presence at this year's event and was lambasted by comedian Colin Jost, soft target. Like almost everything else in the media, the thrill is gone. President Biden launched a few one-liners but paled next to Barack Obama, who really knew how to deliver a monologue. Mr. Jost looked a bit lost without his Saturday Night Live shield. If you want to see a comedian command the room, check out Jay Leno's 2010 appearance. All in all, it was mediocre. And that's what the media is today, unfortunately. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Anna. The amazing thing is that most American Jews will still vote for Biden in the Democrat Party. They've always belonged to the Democrat Party, no matter if that party favors Palestine. All my Jewish neighbors in Marina Del Rey are voting for Biden. Okay. E. Galen. The United Methodist Church having their conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. This week, they held a demonstration in support of Palestine. One reason I am no longer a follower of the United Methodist Church. Rick Lachlan, Rochester, Minnesota. I've been hearing from other news organizations that as a country we're split, similar to the years leading up to the Civil War. No, not nearly as violent and intense as that, but it's disturbing, the split in the country. Scott Blair, Toronto, Canada. I live in a sea of Trump haters up here. Do you have snappy comebacks to all my friends and family who, when I remind them that Biden can't put a sentence together, always ignore it and say, what about Trump? Why bother? You know, I don't even bother trying to convince anybody. I just say, look, I can't live with the lack of leadership. I just can't. And the record. Dan Calderado, Franklin, Massachusetts. Your analysis on hard-right Republicans voting against Ukraine aid is flawed. Putin may have ideas about conquering Europe in the long term, but who is the bright bulb who threatened admitting Ukraine into NATO? Nobody. You're buying propaganda. There was no proposal to introduce Ukraine into NATO. Nobody was behind that. Everybody knows that Ukraine isn't ready for that, and nobody wanted to tee off Putin. But you're buying a propaganda. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 235 years ago today, George Washington appeared before 10,000 spectators in New York City. Standing on a second floor balcony, the retired general was sworn in as the first president of the United States. Here is the story behind the initial inauguration. After resigning his military commission from the Revolutionary War, George Washington returned to Mount Vernon, Virginia, to live as a farmer. He had no intention of running for public office. Meantime, the search for the first president began in 1788, when most states ratified the U.S. Constitution. The document established the office of the presidency and vice presidency. Each would be chosen by an electoral college, not direct votes, because the new country wasn't organized enough. So all 69 electors cast a ballot for General Washington. John Adams came in second with 34 votes because each elector could cast two, so Adams became the vice president. The Secretary of the Continental Congress notified Washington by letter that he was elected the first chief executive. George then left Virginia on horseback for New York City, the capital back then of the new United States. The 200-mile journey took 8 days. Along the route, the 57-year-old was greeted by thousands of patriots in Baltimore, Philadelphia, Trenton, and finally New York itself. On April 30th, 1789, George Washington arrived at Federal Hall in Lower Manhattan. He was introduced to a joint session of Congress, then ushered onto the balcony where he recited the oath of office. After a 13-gun salute, the president delivered his inaugural address. In it, Washington praised the Constitution and asked for the Almighty's blessing on the new republic. And here's something else you might not know. Old George had to borrow money to attend his own inauguration. Though he owned 6,000 acres and 300 slaves, Washington was basically broke. The first president took out a 600-pound loan to make the trip to New York City. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.